We are in Hilchos Krishna. We are about to begin Siman Samach Gimel. We'll be doing the first three Si'ifim of it. Sif Aleph. Korei Osa Mahalech O Omed O Shochev O Rochev Al Gabe Behema O Yoshev. One can read Shema walking, standing, lying, riding on an animal, or sitting. Avalo Prakdon. He cannot lie in the way that is called prakton, which is the hainu. Shepanov tuchos pakarka o mushlach al gabo ufonov lamala. You cannot lie flat on your face. You cannot lie flat on your back. Aval koroi v'hu shochev al tzido. But you're allowed to read Shema. You're allowed to say Shema while you're leaning on your side. Hago me'achar shekvar shochev. The only way that we can say Shema while lying on one side is if he was already lying. And the ikatir chalamot, it's difficult for him to arise. For example, he's not dressed. Whereas, if he's sitting, let him continue sitting. You don't go and lie for the sake of saying Shema. V'imhoya balbosor harbe, v'eni yochal yisapech al tzido. What if someone is heavy and it's difficult for him to move? Osho yachola ma'at. Or he or shuchola nota ma'at letzido v'kore, or if he's ill, so there the halachi is that he can lechatchila lie on his side and say Shema. Now, what's wrong with lying on one's back or on one's face? It is derech gaiva. That's not the way to be mamlech Hashem. Nevertheless, if he did it b'di'eved, he is yotze. Lying to one's side, we already saw you don't do that lechatchila unless one is ill. Or in the case of someone for whom it'll be a big tircha to get up, so there he can lie on the side. The halacha is that if somebody can sit up at least for the first pasuk, even though he's an onus for the rest of Shema, he should sit up for the first pasuk. Otherwise, he can continue in whatever position he is. Sif Beis. Except, of course, if it is lying flat on the back or on his face. Beis, if beis, misha rotza lahachmir. Lamod, kishu yoshev, lekrosom, umed nikra avaryon. Someone is sitting and stands up to say Kriyashma, he is considered a bala vera, because he is following Shammai. Me Shammai says that everybody is supposed to stand for Kriyashma shel shachris. So by standing up, he shows that he's following Shammai. The Basco was Kaveh Alok is like Beis Hillel, and therefore one is not to do otherwise. Even though that is not his Kavana, the reason he's standing up is, say, because he wants to be able to concentrate better. Nevertheless, you don't stand up in Kriyashma Shel Shachris. The Mishtaburi even says that in Kriyashma Shel Arvis one should not stand up. Now, here, the Mishtaburi brings the Yam Shel Shloma, who says that in a place where people are makel in something, it is usur to be machmir barabim, unless it's clear to everybody that you mean l'shem shemayim because of mechse kiyura. It looks presumptuous, it looks as if you hold yourself better than everybody else. Now, another thing is what happens if one's Rebbe is being makel in something? He's not allowed to be machmir in front of his Rebbe, unless he has a clear raya that he believes his Rebbe is wrong. But otherwise, he's not allowed to be machmir in front of his Rebbe. Siv Gimel. Hoya mahalach baderech, v'ratzo likros kriya shema. He's walking, and he wants to say Shema. Tzorech lamo de pasuk rishon. He has to stop walking for the first pasuk. The Mishnah Brewer says that that's only if you're actually walking. If you're sitting on a wagon, then you don't have to stop. So, for example, if you're on a bus and you're saying Shema, you don't have to get off the bus, or you don't have to wait till the bus stops. While the bus is moving, you can continue, you can say Shema then. As far as riding an animal, is that like walking, or is that like sitting in a covered wagon? There the Mishnah Brewer is not sure, and he says that the right thing to do is to stop to say Shema if you're riding an animal.